Good evening, everyone. Tonight, we welcome everyone to another edition of ShareEnjoyment.com. A special thanks to Jake Weinman for his hosting of our share, as well as every night of the week. Incredible effort, and we are indebted to him for his loyalty and his tireless efforts for ShareEnjoyment.com. We also give a shout out to Mitch Green, the one and only Mitch Green, for his incredible technical assistance. He's here every night for us. He's really a flawless dedication to learning and to shareenjoyment.com. And he should bring you tremendous bracha in your life. We dedicate tonight's learning to Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. Thank our sponsor for his kind dedication. Tonight, I would like to share with you Avodah Parshas Korach. Korach was quite an individual to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu, and he challenged Moshe Rabbeinu. And there are some of Farshim that don't even want to call him by his name. It's very interesting. We find, it's called Korach, but in Harafalagi, one of the Sfardish Paiskim, in his Sfarim, he never calls Korach by his name. He calls him Ben Levi, a Ben Levi from Mishpachas Yitzhar. And there are some other Mefarshim that follow his theme that to challenge Moshe, to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu, the Manig of Klal Yisrael, is quite a surprise. It's quite a rebellion. Chazal say that the Sanhedrin, all of the great people of Klal Yisrael, were on the side of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Hamoina, the regular ordinary people, were still loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach was severely punished. In Berea, Yivra Hashem, Hashem created in the world new creation, new reality. The world opened up its mouth. The world, the earth, swallowed up Korach alive. Chazal explained that the significance in the earth swallowing him up was it closed itself. Throughout history, there are always hurricanes, earthquakes, and things are swallowed up in the ground. But generally, when the earth opens up its mouth to swallow people or to swallow different elements of creation, it remains open. We see in the aftermath a remnant of the destruction. With Korach, the earth opened up its mouth, it swallowed him up, and afterwards closed its mouth. Complete, utter obliteration. Now, what exactly was the rebellion of Korach? How was Korach so successful in challenging Moshe Rabbeinu? So Chazal tell us he presented an argument to Klal Yisrael. He took a talus. That was kulut cheles. The entire talus was blue. And there were no tzitzis, just a perfectly blue talus. And he presented this talus to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he asked him in front of the whole Klal Yisrael, is this talus chayuv in tzitzis? And Moshe Rabbeinu said, of course. It's a four-colored garment. It's wool. It doesn't make a difference what color it is, but it's chayuv in tzitzis. Korach said, how could it be? If you have a talus that's white, a simple garment that's white and has four corners, a strand of tcheles exempts the beged from the mitzvah. So certainly, a garment which is entirely tcheles is exempt, should not need tzitzis. And Moshe didn't have an answer. People watched Korach challenged Moshe, and he allowed them to answer the question for themselves. Korach then went, he brought Moshe to a house, and he opened up the room, and he showed Moshe the entire room was filled with stone. He asked Moshe, is this house, is this room chayav in mezuzah? So Moshe said, yes, it is chayav in mezuzah. But Korach challenged Moshe, how could it be? If the whole house is full of stone, full of parshas, which says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Hoyam Shemaya, and the like, How could it be that such a bias should require on the outside of the mezuzah? It's illogical. And to this, Moshe did not have an answer. This remained a challenge to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the people saw the question, and the people then had to decide on whose side they were on. And let us understand, the main thrust of Korach's question is a talis, shetkula techelis, a bias that's filled with svarim, but does not have the tzitzis and does not have a mezuzah. He held this bias, this talis, should be potter from tzitzis. Moshe, on the other hand, held that of course it's chayiv in tzitzis. Of course it's chayiv in a mezuzah. What is the argument? So we have to suggest that the argument is bias that's mole sefarim, a talis that's kula techeles, is a finished product. It is, when you look at the bias, you look at the talis, the purpose of the tzitzis is to remind you of the techeles. The techeles is doma liyam, and the yam is doma lirukia, and the rukia is doma lekisya kavod. When you look at the bias that has in it the Shem Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'Hayom Shemaya, the whole bias is full of the mitzvahs. It's full of Yerushalayim. It's full of the acknowledgement of Hashem. These things are mole v'godosh. Yerushalayim, it's mole v'godosh, mitzvahs, but it does not have on the outside a mezuzah. It does not have attached to it on the outside the tzitzis. Korach's argument was, kolam ulam kidoshim, uvisoicham Hashem. The whole tzibah is kulu kodesh, uvisoicham. Within them is Hashem. Umadua tisnasu kahal Hashem. Why do you Moshe lord over the people? Korach was, in essence, is trying to claim that Klal Yisrael is a complete product. Having tzitzis on the outside of the beged, having a mezuzah on the door of the beged, represents you have to work your way in. There is more work, there is more effort that is necessary to go higher in Yerushalayim, to improve and to elevate yourself in serving Hashem. When the bias is filled with tzeilas, when the talis is filled with tzeilas, that means we're already a complete product. There is no room to work further, to move ahead. You can be filled with Yerushalayim, but Moshe is teaching us, there is always more to do. There is always more to grow, no matter how full you are. The tzitzis are on the outside. You work your way in from the outside to the inside. The bias is you put the mezuzah on the outside. You look at the mezuzah and you see and you're inspired to go further and to further elevate. Not like Korach, which was willing to stop. He feels that Klal Yisrael has achieved shleimus in being who they are and receiving the full kedusha of Hashem. This perhaps is a limud, a message in Korach, a blessing in Moshe Rabbeinu's hashkafa to go further in Torah Yira. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, we never complete. We always have to work more, we always have to go higher, we always have to achieve more. And the mezuzah on the outside and the kids on the outside, it's a reminder that you never ever complete as long as we are here, as long as we are in this world, and there's always what more to achieve. Thank you very much. Have a good night. I wish you all a week of success and bracha. Thank you.